Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Zayin. As we continue in Perek Kol Menachas Bo'os Matzah, we are on Nun Vav Amud Beis. We will start with Amar Rabbi Ami. Just one note on the Gemara before that. Oh, I got an email yesterday exactly where I'm going to be in terms of the Shiurim. I will be in Baltimore, Be'ez Hashem, next Shabbos. If anybody wants to join in the Shomrei. And on Sunday morning, I'll be in Boston giving a shiur for Mayan, and then Sunday night at the Stero dinner in Queens. So I'd love to see anyone who wants to take part in any of those events. Okay, the last point we were discussing was the Isser of Hatalas Mum B'Kadshim, Anun Vav Amid Beis. There's an Isser to give a mum in any karban, and we had a machlokes exactly what the status is, if an animal already has a mum, if it already has a mum from birth, so that we said everybody agrees that there's no Isser. The machlokes is if it got a mum afterwards, and what about a mum that it doesn't really have a mum yet, it's just destiny, is that it's misukenes. And therefore, our mayor and Rabbi Yehuda have a machlokes, exactly what the halacha is, mayor and the rabbanan have a machlokes, what the halacha is in that case. There's a gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel, which seems to say that the Isser does not apply bizman hazeh. There's no Isser bizman hazeh, because it's not royally karev, so the gemara in Erevin, the gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel, seems to say it does not apply. So 2 points. Number one is a problem with the Rambam Shita. Just to mention, the Rambam writes in Ochas Yisurim Mizbeach, it seems to be against the gemara. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. Yisurim Mizbeach Aleph Zayin, says the Rambam, Hamato Mum B'Kadshim Kigon Shasima Eino Akata Yada Loke. If a person makes an animal blind or chops off its arm, Loki get Malkus. Shere Nemar B'Karbar Kol Mum Lo Yebo. But it says, Komum Liyiva, I think that's this week's parasha. Mipia Shmuel Lamdu Shazuas Harash Lo Yitin Bo Mum Ve'eino Loke El Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim. Shaharei haya roi lakarban upaslo. Because it could have been a carbon and you ruined it. Aval bizman hazeh, says the Rambam. Afal pi sha'aver belosasei, eino loke. That's the Rambam Shita. It's daraisa, even bizman hazeh, you just don't get malchus for it. That's how he understands the Gemara. The Lechem Mishnah points out, he thinks it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that. You have to look at the Gemara carefully, Rashi there, but that is the Rambam. So that's one problem dealt with by the Achronim, Hekel the Rambam Paskin, that the Isser applies with Bizman Hazeh. When will you have it Bizman Hazeh? You don't have Karbonus walking around Bizman Hazeh, maybe you'll have it by Bechor. By Bechor, let's say the owner of a Bechor, of a mother who's about to have a Bechor, wasn't quick enough to make a shutfis with a guy for the mother, which is what the Minhag Olam is, to make sure that the Kedusha Bechor does not get off the ground. Let's say they don't, so there's a Bechor walking around, and there's somebody's Matal Mum B'Kadshim. So is that Nisr Daraisa, or is that Nisr Darabanan? So the Rambam seems to say it's Daraisa without Malkus. That's one problem. The other issue is it Eino Ro'i Bizman Hazeh? An animal is born, right, a carbon that's born, or a carbon that's walking around, Meheri Bada Beis HaMikdash, Zevan HaMelech, right, or the Eliyahu Navi could come today, and Beis HaMikdash could be built today, so what's the problem? Ask the Chasab Sofer. I don't understand. Why is that? Why is it Eino Roi today? Right, the mitzvah applies today. It's just that. We don't have the situation of doing it, but hopefully any second now, it will come. And we even paskin Makriv and Afal Bishen Shambayis. As long as we get a Mizbeach, discussed this in the past, you'll have to give a karban even without the Beis HaMikdash. So a couple of answers given, I'll mention two. The pre-Yitzchak, Yitzchak Petterberger, in his Shuvis, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, he says maybe, and this also answers the problem with the Rambam, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that there's no Isser Bizman Hazeh because they're not ra'ui. That's because that Gemara holds ba'alei chayim nidachim. Even live animals can become nidach, can become... Push away, thank you. That's why the Gemara holds that. The Rambam holds ba'alei chayim einam nidachim. Ba'alei chayim are not pushed aside. So that is why the Rambam paskins that bizman hazeh, there is still an Isser, and that's why the Rambam, that could not be against the Gemara, because it's a machlokas tanaim. The Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara. If you hold ba'alei chayim einam nidachim, so right when when Mashiach comes, right, when we can bring a carbon, so it's going to be okay. Ulam l'fiza nicha shapir, says the pre-Yitzchak. The Rambam l'shitasur shapazak a rav, to balei chayim eden midachem. V'chei dicha miikara lo avi dichui. U'befiz that kachav is bana zeh yiru'uyim lakrava kishiyavo ben David. V'yibana hamizbeach. U'memeyo al shayta v'shayta mikri chazi lakrava d'shema yavo ben David d'hayom im bakoli sishma'u. That's the pre Yitzchak. One answer that the Rambam holds balei chayim eden midachem against the Gemara, which would hold balei chayim or nidachem. Right? If you have an animal now that can't be hokrav at this moment, so is that animal pushed aside forever? That's the machlokas tanaim, and the Rambam would hold it would not be pushed aside forever. The other answer, yeah. So why is there no malchus for the Rambam? Why is there no malchus for the Rambam? So that must be the limud over there. The limud over there, there's still a pasuk that limits it somewhat. The other answer we can suggest is given by the stipler in Avodah Zarah Siman Zayin. He quotes his machlokas, this kasha of the achronim. According to the Mandamar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shadav, Kitchel Asa Lavo, why is it not Roy Bizmanas, eh? So he quotes that, a chinuch in mitzvah tough mem. The chinuch is in a different context. The Isser of Shchute Chutz. Is the Isser of Shchute Chutz Roy Bizmanas, eh? If I shat the carbon outside of his Beis HaMikdash today, there is no Beis HaMikdash. So is that Shach Bizmanas, eh? Says the chinuch, Isser Shchute Chutz Noy Gam Bizmanas, eh? Mishum Temakriven Avapi She'ain Bias. Kasav, de ena kavana lios chi of lahakrav carbon beves amigdash achshav, shu charev, davar ze borer hu. It's not that there's a chiv, there's a heter. There's no chiv to bring karbanas bezman hazeh. There's a heter to bring karbanas bezman hazeh. Hayo de sober achilif, de rach heter hakrava ike bezman hazeh, aval ein mitzvah, ein chiv lahakrav bezman hazeh. And that is why, says the Chinuch, there will be an Isser of Shchut Echutz, because the Isser of Shchut Echutz goes on the Heter Hakrava, not on the Chiyav Hakrava. But suggest the stipler, he's not dealing with the Rambam here, he's just dealing with the issue. Why isn't there, doesn't the Isser apply to Zmanazeh, if you can be Makrava, be Shein Shambayas? Says the stipler, no. The Isser of Hatolas Mumbakachim goes by the Chiyav Hakrava, not by the Heter Hakrava. And that is why, even though we have a Heter Hakrava today, we don't have a Chiyav Hakrava, and therefore, it is not going to be a problem. If you have a Heter Hakrava, that's good enough for Shchute Chutz. That's the stipler suggestion in Siman Zion. Okay, two answers that we had. He does not deal with the Rambam problem of how does the Rambam say it bizman hazeh. Viter. Am Rabbi Ami. Four lines from the bottom on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Am Rabbi Ami. Hiniach Sa'or Al Gabi Isa. V'holach V'yashav Ovid Ischam Someh Elaha. So this parak is about making menachas into chametz that are supposed to become chametz that we discussed already, and what about menachas that are not going to become chametz? So that's what we're still discussing now. So what happens if I put a little sa'or, I put a little leavening agent on top of the dough, and then I leave, and then automatically by itself it rises. I don't mix it in, I don't do too much of any action, I just put the leavening agent on top of the dough, and I leave. And it's this chametz me'eleha. The halach is chayev aleha. That's an isadaraisa of lo seafer, lo chametz, isadaraisa. Kemaisa Shabbos. Just like if I had done that on Shabbos. Well, we'll have to see exactly what you did on Shabbos. But this is just like on Shabbos, we'll mention right now, there are some melachos that are grum-alike. Rashi here says, just before we even get to the continuation, just like on Shabbos, if I put a pot on top of a fire, what did I do? I just left it on top of a fire. It cooked by itself. But that's the nature of Bishul. Bishul is a grama type of malacha. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's the same thing with the malacha of tzad. So what did I do? I just put the trap out. The animal went in. Right? So that is kind of a grama type of malacha. Or the Gemara even calls one of the malachas of Shabbos grama-like. Again, if it's really grama is in a drabbanon on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, by kiboy, by extinguishing aide grama. But some malachos inherently are grama-like. Doesn't really mean grama, but they're grama-like. So Bishul, or the Gemara says, Babakama Dav Samach Zorah. What do I do by Zorah? Zora is winnowing. I just did threshing, dash. I have all the good and the ochel on the psola, that's what it's called, the good and the bad stuff on the floor. So what do? I take a pitchfork, I throw it all up in the air, the lighter stuff blows away, the lighter shells and chaff blow away, and the good seeds, which are heavier, fall to the ground. It's the malacha of winnowing, Zora. Not one of the malachas that come up so much, bizman hazeh, right? It's very few malachas never come up. Zora really hardly ever comes up. This is Yerushalmi that talks about spitting out a window without an Eruv, but generally Zora doesn't come up. Zora is similar to Borer and Merakid, which would come up more. But some malachas are grum-alike. So the Gemara here is saying, if I put a leavening agent on top of dough and it happens by itself, so you're chayiv, and Rashi compares it to Bishel, one of those grum-alike malachas. Saw the Har Tzvi, or see Pesach, has a tshuva. He has two tshuvas in a row. He has a tshuva, Havaras, the Isser, where else might this come? What other Isserim could you have like the grama? So we had yesterday, right before the end, we mentioned the Isser of Hatalas Mum. If I put a piece of dough in the back of the ear of an animal and send the animal with the other animals, that's an Isser that could be Aide grama. But another discussion of Aide grama is Sirus, which also came up yesterday. If I take a medicine, or if somebody takes a medicine, Rahman al-Islam, which might cause, might have a side effect of infertility, is somebody allowed to take that medicine? What are the chances? How old is the person? Does he have children yet? That's a big discussion in the post-gim. And the Har Tzvi discusses, what about shaving? What if somebody puts some type of cream on their face, which removes the hairs? They put the cream. There's no act of cutting. A psalm that's Meshir et Aseyar. That's the question that Rav Si Pesach deals with here in Simon Kufchav Gimel. The halacha was, number one, that issue, is that an Issa Daraisa, or is that Issa Darabanan? And then he has a case, Nishalti Be'echad Shahia Anus, Lahavir Seyar Azakin B'Shabbos. I don't know exactly what the case was. Somebody was forced to shave on Shabbos. Is it better? He had two ways to do it. Is it better to put the cream on his face and do it by himself, and then just take the cream off and the hair will be removed? Or better to have a guy shave his face? That was the Shiloh, mamish with the shaver. Which is the kal? So is that an Isser Daraisa? If you just put it on, and then Mamela, it'll happen. Like this case, you just put the leavening agent on, and it compares it to our case. Where the Gemara says Chayiv. So at the end of the Shuvah, he says, let the guy do it. Let the guy do it, because it's better for you not to do anything, even if it's a suffix exactly whether this is counted as a Meiser or not. Bedido didon, nami yishlomar, digiluach hazakin chomer tfei. Shari over b'chamisha lavin. Masha'en kein, if you just use the psalm, lachem bevada imu lavar b'yadayim al chilul Shabbos, umutav lavar b'shev al tase. Milavar b'kumba asei shal chilul Shabbos. Okay, kein yiru lila Meiser. That's another example where it comes up. So by various Yisurim, the discussion comes up, if you did something passively, and then the Isser occurred, it became chametz, the hair was removed. Or Sirus, or it also comes up by Hefsid Perishvius, just saw last night. If somebody causes Hefsid, the Perishvius, is that in a grumma way, that could be the Isser Daraisa of Hefsid Perishvius. I don't eat Shvius fruit and I let it rot. Right, so that also could be a problem. Or there's a Rambam that says you're not allowed to export Perishvius, because that's the beginning of Gram Ibud, because you're not going to be able to do beer. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So says Rabbi Ami, if I put sar on the dough and then I let it rise, I'm chayiv like Maisa Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Umaisa Shabbos ki agavna mi mechayiv. Are you chayiv in that case for Maisa Shabbos? V'amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he niach basar agabi gechal. Unless you put a piece of meat on coals on Shabbos, he fech bo chayiv lo he fech bo pator. If I turn it over with a spit or a fork and I move around the basar on the gechalim, so I'm chayiv. If I didn't, I'm putter. So you see there too. If you put it on, so only if you play with it. If you're mahapich, are you chayev? So why in our case does it say if you just put it on? So she's not exactly parallel to Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. We'll talk more about that case in a minute. Amar Rava, my chayev, nami tekamer, kamay seshlishol Shabbos. That's what we mean here. Also by mincha, you can't just put it on. You got to move it around a little bit. Just like Shabbos, if you move around a little bit, even if you don't do the whole leavening process, you just move it around a little bit, that's also okay. Period. So Gufa, let's get back to the Shabbos case. Amar Rav Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hiniach basar al gabi gechalim, hifech bo chayev lo hifech lepater. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case of the Gemara? Ilema di lo hipech be lo bashil. If it's a case where you put the meat on and in its state it's not going to become roasted, only if you moved it around. So the Gemara, and that's where the Brisa says, if you're mahapech, then you're going to be chayev. So pshita, that's pretty obvious. Right now, in the present state, nothing's going to happen unless you do something. So if you do something, you're chayev. So of course, so ella, it must be the ilo mahapech nami. It would have cooked anyway without your doing anything. So then the question is, am I lo machayev? So why wouldn't you be chayev anyway even if you don't do anything? If you already put it into a state that's going to cook anyway, so why do you need mahapech? So lo tzricha, the answer is as follows. Di lo hipech bei havel bashel mitzad echad kemacho ben drusai. If he wouldn't do anything, it will get cooked on one side. It wouldn't get cooked through and through. It would get cooked on one side, kemacho ben drusai. That is the shear of cooking on Shabbos, the minimum shear of cooking on Shabbos. Macho ben drusai, as we know, ben drusai was a bandit. He was always on the run. He never had time to wait and have a nice barbecue to let his food cook the entire way. So therefore, he only ate it when it just became edible. So that is the minimum shear of cooking solids on Shabbos. For liquids, there's also macho ben drusai. He's not, can't talk about macho ben drusai when it comes to liquids. That's why by liquids, there's a different shear. Yatzel adesbo is what the shear we use by liquids. But when it comes to solids on Shabbos, we could go by edibility, and therefore, macho ben drusai is the shear. So the Gemara says, if it only cooked macho ben drusai on one side, that's not an isadar isa. But that's what it would have done. But once you moved it around, maybe you turned over the hamburger, right? So now it cooked from two sides, through and through, kamachal bejusai, that's why you're chayev. The kamash malan, and the chiddush is, the kol mitzad echad, kamachal bejusai, lo klumhu. Just cooking it on one side, mitzad echad, kamachal bejusai, that is lo klumhu. That is nothing. There's a shaila in the achronim. Is this a halacha just in Hilcha Shabbos? Or is this halach in Kala Tar Kula? If it's only cooked on one side, so to speak, not all the way through, kamachal ben drusai, is that not cooking, or is that not cooking on Shabbos? My nafkamina basav achalav. What if I cook it kamachal ben drusai on one side for basav achalav? So am I chayv or not in that case? What about the iser of bishul of the carbon pesach? You have to have the carbon pesach roasted. What if I cooked it mitzad echad kamachal ben drusai? So good, so that's the Shaila, is the Gemara laying down the law that it's only Hilcha Shabbos or elsewhere? This is discussed also in Bishul Akum, in the Rabbanan context. Bishul Akum, right? What if a Jew, we paskin, as long as a Jew cooks a Kamachal Ben Drusai, so then that saves it, and then a guy can keep going. Again, Machal Ben Drusai coming up in another context of non-Shabbos. This is the Gemara, Mitzad Echad is not in the Sadar Aisa. It's a famous machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. What exactly is machlo ben drusai? How much cooking is it, Rashi, in Misekh Shabbos? And you've got to look there. It's right here in Menachos. 4-5 from the top. Machlo ben drusai, shlish hu mevushal. That's Rashi Shita. A third cooked. A third cooked is Rashi Shita. That's machlo ben drusai. The Rambam and the Ravid both say half cooked. Third or half, we're machmer like both Shitas. So depending what context you're talking about, you're not allowed to cook it even a third. For our Hilcha Shabbos, we're choshesh, that's the Nisa Daraisa. But even if it's already a third cooked, we're choshesh that maybe there's still Bishul Daraisa Shayach L'chaladeyas, so therefore you cannot go to a half cooked. So that's how we're machmer, like Rashi, both Rashi and the Rambam. How do you figure out a third or a half cooked? How do you figure that out? So the Chazon Ish writes, you go by time. If something takes 2 hours to cook, so then it takes 120 minutes. So then 40 minutes is going to be a third and 60 minutes is going to be a half. So that's how you go by that. Not everybody agrees to that Chazon Ish, because sometimes things are cooked at different speeds at different stages. If you have a raw piece of steak, the first hour not much is happening while it's thawing. And then afterward a lot more happens in the second half than in the first half. So not a clear, some achronim wonder about that Chazon Ish, but we don't play around with edibility. We don't put anything, this is Rabbanan anyway, to put something on the fire if it could reach a stage of Machlo Ben Drusai. There is another machlokas, important machlokas. We mentioned that Machlo Ben Drusai is the minimum shear for cooking on Shabbos. What about the maximum shear of Bishul Daraisa on Shabbos? In other words, if something is already Machlo Ben Drusai on Shabbos, and I cook it to make it Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, did I violate an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Or nothing. So that's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba holds in Shabbos that Machlo Ben Drusai is both the minimum and the maximum. of cooking on Shabbos. Once it is Machu Ben Jusoi, there's no more Bishul Daraisa that Shaykh. That's the Shita of the Rashba. And the Rambam, I'll tell you where that Rashba is, if you want to look it up, that the Rashba is in Shabbos Yudches. Shabbos Yudches of the Beis and Lama Tess of an Aleph. Machu Ben Jusoi is before and after. But the Rambam in Tess Gimel says that no, until Mavushal called Sarcho, Bishul Daraisa is Shaykh. And we are Machu for the Rambam. So that is why, for example, if somebody wants to check how the chalant is doing, they want to take the chalant off, and they know the rules of Hachzara, the five conditions about taking food off a fire on Shabbos and putting it back on. One of the conditions is Mavushal Kal Sarcho. It's got to be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then you can't take it off. You can take it off, but you can't put it back on. So that is, we're Machmer with the Sheet of the Rambam. You can't take it off unless it's Mavushal Kal Sarcho. Even if it's going to get better, that's called mitztamik v'yafelo, even further than Mavushal Kal Sarcho, then you're allowed to take it off. And yet, with the other four conditions as well. But that is an important machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rava, v'im nitzla boke grogeris b'tzadechem rakam echad chayiv. But Rava says, if it gets roasted a grogeris size, right, if it's a significant size, even on one side it's going to be chayiv. Even one side is going to be considered cooking enough. Amalei Ravina Leravashi, but makam echad id b'shnayim obgimum makam was low. But only if it's a grogeris in one spot. What if you have a couple of spots that add up to a grogeris? That's not going to be good enough. But for not, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Shabbos, the beginning of Paragabona, hakodea kol shu chayiv? If I drill a tiny amount on Shabbos, I'm chayiv. Right? Kodeach, the shear, what's the shear for kodeach? Drilling a hole? That's the malacha of bona. Kol shu is chayiv. So hichi dummy, what's the case talking about? If you take this Mishnah literally, you drilled a tiny little hole on Shabbos. Kol shu lamai chazi. What kind of, that's a malacha? What's a tiny little hole good for? It's good for nothing. So how can you be chayiv for that? So elolav, must not the Mishnah mean that you didn't just drill one hole tiny? What does it mean? B'shtaymo shlosha b'komos. It must be you drilled a bunch of tiny little holes next to each other to chazul etziruf, which are able to combine. And then you have, if you have a hole that's significant, so they can combine. Question mark. So why shouldn't you say the same thing if that Mishnah should be understood as a couple of kol shehus could combine for a malacha? So too here by Bishul. A couple of tiny little spots that are roasted should combine for grogeris, and you should be chayav daraisa for that. So the Gemara answers, no, lo, liola malacha mechad. Really, that kodeach maybe means a tiny little hole. What's a tiny little hole good for? De chazu lekacha, or lebaba, lekacha da'aklida. You could put a tiny little key in there. Right, so you could fit something into a tiny little hole. Maybe you could put a nail in there to hang a picture up. Right, there are things that you could fit into a tiny little hole. So therefore, we take it literally, there's no raya that two or three makomos should be good enough. Okay, same exact shaklavataria, just instead of question and answer, we have statement and proof. Vika d'amre, amar Rava, afilu b'shtayim v'shoshu makomos. Rava says the opposite, even two or three. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, afanana mitanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah. Hakudia kol shu chayiv, hechidami ilim makam echad, kol shu l'may chazi, what's one spot good for? Elala b'shtayim v'shoshu makomos. The chazi l'tziruf, isn't this Mishnah then a raya? Lo, makam echad, the chazi l'baba daklida. Okay, so we try to bring it as a raya, and it is rejected. The sugya of mahapech, when it comes on Shabbos, right, roasting and turning over, that relates to the very important sugya, lemaisa, of kirev bishulo. There are various cases that we can have that something is going to cook, but you hasten the cooking. That is an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos. Even if something's going to cook in 5 hours, and I do something, let's say you have a pot that's on a blech, that's not fully cooked. I'm just using a blech because that's a way that you could stretch the fire. Right? So let's say, forget the blech. Let's say I have a pot that's next to a fire and it's getting some heat from the fire. It's going to cook in 8 hours. But I then move it to beyond the fire. So it's going to cook down in 3 hours. That's an issa d'oraisa. Any type of kirei bishulo. That is why stirring the chalent that's not fully cooked, that's an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos, if it's not fully cooked. Why? Because the stuff, the parts of the chalent that are more distant from the fire are brought closer to the fire, or just putting other hot parts of the chalent out, the cold parts of the chalent. Whatever the case may be, cases of kirei bishulo are usur d'oraisa. The interesting discussion, the poskim lamaisa discuss, what about if I have, yeah? Move it away is better, right? Move it away is better. It's, you're saving. But what about if you have an urn? You have a hot water urn that you put up the second before Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, you want to take some water out. It's not fully cooked yet. If I take out, if I remove, reduce the volume of the water, the rest of the water is going to cook faster. So some poskim suggest better one should make sure to fill up the urn early enough so you're not going to come to that case. Because if you remove, reduce the volume, some say that's not really kir bishulo, that's just hasaras hamoneya. But some say that's a case. That's an example of kir bishulo. But that is what we talk about. We talk about moving it close to a fire. That's what Rabbi Eger talks about in Hilchos Shabbos. Spoke about stirring. What about putting a cover on a pot? If the pot doesn't have a cover, putting a cover on a pot also might be kir bishulo if it's not fully cooked, because now you're raising the temperature. Another example of kir bishulo. Okay, these are a number of examples which come up very lamaisa in Hilchos Shabbos. There is an issa d'rabbanan, just to mention, and that's known as the chumra of the kolbo. The kolbo says, even if something is full, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted by all poskim, we don't fully understand why, the reason for this kolbo, but we hold of it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the kolbo says that even if something is fully cooked, you shouldn't stir it while it's on the fire. That's the chumra of the kolbo. And therefore, let's say somebody wants to stir or even add boiling hot water from a kli rishon to the chalon that's drying out. So l'chadchila, one is not supposed to do that while it is on the fire. Meaning to put the water, even put water directly in from a kli rishon, but that itself causes it to stir. So the best thing to do in that case, as long as the fire is covered, you have all the conditions of hachzara, so you take the pot out, you put it under the urn, you put the water in, you stir it, you put the cover on, you put it back on. Right, so that is mutal chachila, as long as what is done, if it's mevushal called sarcho, and you're putting it on a covered fire, you have all the conditions, but it's best not to do that while it's on the fire itself. Because we're machmer for the chumra of the kolbo, which is magus, stirring while it is on the fire. Why is that? It's already fully cooked. There are different suggestions given by the Achronim what the svar for the kolbo is, but we hold of it in any case. Vayter, let's continue. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara right in the middle. Ilu ne'emar asher tekribu l'ashem lo se'aseh chametz. If that's what the Pasuk said, ha'yisi omer ein li b'lo se'aseh chametz. Ela kometz bovad. I would have thought the only isser is the kometz, because it says asher tekrivu l'Hashem. It says what you're going to burn on the mizbeach. That's only the kometz, the little part of the mizbeach. So I would have thought the isser of causing something to become chametz only applies by the kometz. Min chamina yin. How do I know? Even before you do kemitza, the entire mincha is subject to the isser. Tamalomar mincha. Even mincha. Shar menachas minayin, how do you know by other menachas? Because this pasuk is only said by one specific one. Tamalomar kol ha-mincha. All minchas have this iser. Asher takrivu Hashem, that will be hukraf to Hashem. What do we darshan from there? Kesher v'lo psula. Only kosher minchas. If a mechametz a pasul mincha, so there is no iser because it's already pasul. It's only a mincha that is roy to be hukrav. That's the one that has the iser of leavening. Mikan amru, that's what we said. Hamachmas is a ksheir chayev as a psula pater. Right? Only if your machmas a kosher are you going to be chayev. Right? Similar idea to other isurim. Like, for example, shchut echutz. Only a davar sheroy lak rivo befnim are you going to be chayev for shchut echutz. So here, only a davar sheroy lak rivo is lak tiro. Is one going to be chayev for being machmitzit? By Rapapa, chimsa v'yatzas v'chazer v'chimsa. Let's say I was machmitz achar mincha, and remember we said yesterday there's an isra machametz achar machametz. So I was machmitz a mincha, but then before I did it the second time I took it out. So it's psul nifsal b'yotzei. So I was machmitz, then it was nifsal b'yotzei, and then I did another chimutz. So mahu, am I chayev for that second chimutz? What's the question? Kiva de yatzas ifsla le biyotze. Do I say once it went out, it was nifsla biyotze, v'chiyadur machmitz la lo machayev alei mishu machmitz achar machmitz? And once I do the second chimas, I'm not going to be chayev, because after all, we just said, the only isser is machmitz psu, machmitz ksheira, not machmitz psula. O dilma, or should I say, kiva de chimsa pasol yotze lo mahani bay. Once I was machmitz it the first time, I already pasled it. So once I posled it, it's a similar yesod to the ein iser chal al iser type of concept. Once something is nifsal, it can't become more nifsal. It can't be labeled again. So once I was machmitz it, I already was posel it in the chamis world. And therefore, once I take it outside, it doesn't become psul yotze. And therefore, v'chi hadr machmitz v'chayv alam yishu machmitz achar machmitz. So you would be chayv a second time. Teku. No answer given. By Rav Mari, similar world, also in this context, another question. What if I took it up to the Mizbeach? I took the comments to burn it. So it's already on the Mizbeach. And then I machmitz it up there. How do you do that? You don't have an oven up there, but unless you start the process. You put the leavening agent on it. So what's the shayla? Asher takrivu amarachmana baha ikrava. The iser applies to an item that will be brought close to burn, and this has already been brought close. So maybe it's too late. The iser is only when you are going to be makriv it, but once you went up on the Mizbeach, Rashi seems to say you didn't even start burning it yet. It's just enough to be up on the Mizbeach. That is, maybe you wouldn't violate the iser. Oh, Dilma, what do we say? No! Until you start burning it, you didn't do anything. Mechusar haktarka, mechusar maisadami. And therefore, it's still in the world of asher takrivu. So, teku. Also, the answer not given. Period. Okay, we continue. Now that we use the pasuk of Mikol HaMincha to include all minachos, Asher Takrivu Lamali, what do you dash for the word Asher Takrivu? Because if you look at what we use all the pasukim for, it's extra. So what do you use Asher Takrivu for? So Miboile, Likid Etanya, you use it for the following. Asher Takrivu, Machlokas. L'rabos Minchas Nisachim, L'chimus, Divir Rabbi Yosei Lili. Rabbi Yosei Lili says, you know what includes? There's an iser of being machmitz a mincha, even the minchas nesachim. The nesachim that we know are brought with every carbon ola and every carbon shlamim. You bring nesachim, which is flour and wine, right, a little combination of both, by the nesachim. So Rabbi Yosei Lili says, you would have thought that there's no iser of machmitz there. Why? Because there's no kmitza done, there's nothing left over. So therefore, says Rashi quotes it, that you would have thought, he quotes a Taurus Kodim. See the fourth line in that last Rashi. Ainli ella, ainli belosa secha meets ella b'mincha sheshia reha ne'echalin. Minacho she'en shira ne'echalin minayin. How do you know that even minachos that are not ne'echalin the shirayim? Right, so that's how you know to include minchas nesachim l'chimutz. That's why you need an extra pasuk. By the way, that, then you also need this extra pasuk, minchas kohanim, exactly. Minchas kohanim are also not, the rest of it is not eaten. The menchas chinuch are not eaten. So all of these, that's what Rabbi Yosei Lili says. That's what it is including. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the rabbis lechem apanim lechimutz. To include lechem apanim. This is the opposite. The opposite limud. Because lechem apanim, nothing from goof de lechem apanim, nothing from itself is burnt. Yes, the bazichei levona, the little cups of frankincense are burned in order to be matir de lechem apanim. But nothing else is burned. So therefore, maybe you would have thought also that the iser of chametz doesn't apply. The shtei halechem have to be chametz. The lechem apanim are not allowed to be chametz. So that is the, so you would have thought there, that's what Rabbi Kiva includes also. Lechem apanim also, there's an iser of chimas. So you have the minchas nesachim and the lechem apanim. Says the Gemara, minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim, there's an iser of chimas, mei peros heim. What do you mean? That's mei peros. Umei peros, ein machmisin! Question mark. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, and Tosfos explains, Rashi on top, Tosfos on the bottom, that the minchas nesachim have more oil in ratio than any of the other minchas. So even though, as we mentioned 2 days ago, based on the Tosfos right here, the bottom Tosfos right here, that's what we quoted 2 days ago, the Tosfos says that it must be that generally by coming to mincha, you added a little water into them. Not before, but later, before you need them, you add in water, because it's very little oil in most of them, and it's not going to need well. So therefore, you have to add in a little water. But by the Minchas Nesachim, you have plenty of oil. So you don't add in any water by those. If that's true, then you're just kneading it with the oil on the dough. But oil is Meperis. Meperis means anything. Meperis doesn't just mean fruit. Meperis means any type of liquid that's not water, basically. So and we paskin in Meperis a machmitzin. So what do you need a source to tell me that the iser of machmitz, the iser being machmitz a mincha, applies to the minchas asachim? It's not shayach by minchas asachim. It's not going to become chametz by minchas asachim. So the answer is the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, Omer, Hayy, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Mirchas Asachem, Megabba, Bain, Vekshera, period. No, Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, you do add water. You're right, if it was just oil, there wouldn't be anything, but you do add water, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and therefore, if you would add water, maybe you can add water. So if you would add water, there would be an Issa Daraisa of making it Chametz. If you remember back from Maseches Psachim, is a very important sugya, and it relates to the issue of, did anybody here eat matzah ashira anytime during Pesach? What is the issue? Matzah ashira, rich matzah, that's the term used for matzah made with maperis, made with apple juice, made with grape juice, made with anything other than water. So what's the issue? The issue goes back to the Gemara in Psachim and the Shita of Rashi. The Gemara says, Mei Peiris in Machmitzin. What does that mean, Mei Peiris in Machmitzin? Rashi says in Psachim Lamed Vav, Mei Peiris in Machmitzin, well, let's say the other way first. Tosfos says, Ein Machmitzin means Ein Machmitzin Klal. It doesn't cause any type of leavening. That's Shita's Tosfos. That's the Shita of Rov Rishonim. Mei Peiris in Machmitzin means period. It doesn't cause chimutz. And therefore, if you have something with these types of juices, if you have dough made with these types of juices on Pesach, you can't use it for matzah because it's not, it didn't leaven, but it's not chametz. And therefore, there's no problem with eating matzah ashir on Pesach, according to Rov Rishonim. Who argues? Rashi. Rashi right here, Psach Alam Mevavam and Aleph. Rashi says, V'adam Ra'el Meperes Ein Machmitzin, that means, Ein Chayavan Al Chimutzo Kares, V'lo Avi Chametz Gamur, Ela Chametz Nok Shahave, Klomar Ra, V'oso Chimutz Hein Memarim L'Hachmetz, V'yashol L'Shomran. Says Rashi, Meperes Ein Machmitzin means it doesn't reach the final stage of Chimutz, but it does cause certain leavening, at least to get to the stage of Chametz Noksha, which is inferior type of Chametz, which might be an Issa Daraisa, but just not Kares. It's not going to be fully. That's the Shita of Rashi against Rov Rishonim. And that's the basis for the Machlokas in Shulchan Aruch between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber writes in Siman Tav Samach Beis, Mei Peiris Below Mayim Ein Machmitzin Klal. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rov Rishonim. And that is why Umutter Laso Lecho BePesach Matzah Sheni Losha BeMei Peiris Afilu Shasa Kol Hayom. Even when it rises the whole day. Ein machmisin, aval eino yotzei b'idei chavasa b'bnei matzah shira v'kraksi of lechem oni. Okay, you can't use it for the chiyuv of matzah, but that's what it's still hamotzi. He seems to say. That's to say, I got to look in the Hilchos Brachos for that one, right? That's another sheet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes all 3 days of Pasul Abakistan. Anyway, but we're not talking about the bracha right now. But you can eat matzah. You can eat matzah ashira. But if you add in any water, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees. Mei peiris imayim, ma'am lahachmas yosi bishar isa, and therefore you can't use that, because that could already be, chametz. Says the Ramah, 2 Seifim later, ume bedinos elu, ein nagin lalush be mei peiris. Our minag is not to. Why? Because we're machmir for the Shita of Rashi. Ve'ein l'shanos imlo b'shas atchag gadol l'tzorech hachola o azokein atzorech lazeh. Right, so that is the major machlokas. Where does this come up? It comes up Erev Pesach. That's the other machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. L'shitasam. You don't understand Tuf Mem Dalin, unless you first read Tuf Samach Beis. Now you go to Tuf Mem Dalin, the Shulchan Aruch says, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you do for Shalosh Shodesh? That's the big problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the problem? Just have Matzah Ashira. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yudal Shechalis B'Shabbos, Boken Lel Yud Kimmel, what are you, Meshayin Mazel Shtei Sudas L'Sorach Shabbos, Sudas Shlish Zman Akhar Mincha, Mazel Yechol Lazod Lo Mazel Lo B'Chameis, Elav Matzah Ashira. Have matzah shira, says the Shulchan Aruch. You can't use it for matzah, so you're allowed to eat it Erev Pesach, and it's not chametz. No problem. Says the Ramah, Ube Medinos Eilu, She'eino Agin Lechol Matzah Shira, Kidila Kamon, Yikayim Zu the Shlishes, Bemine Peiros Obaser V'dagim. Or, split your meal in the morning, very early. That's the Ramah. Who doesn't like this Ramah? The Note of Yehuda. The Note of Yehuda says, come on, Ramah! He says, the whole thing is a chumra for Rashi! We're machmer on Pesach. You gotta be machmer Erev Pesach also. Who says we're ever machmer Erev Pesach? So Noda Behuda is very upset. The Shari Tshuva here, I think, quotes the Noda Behuda. Yeah, he quotes the Noda Behuda. He says, what are you talking about? He says, I don't like that Ramah. And he says, what could I do though? He's the posting of all Ashkenazic Jewry. So you know what? Before Chatzos, you could eat Matzah Shira. I'll give you the Ramah after Chatzos. But before Chatzos, that's what you could do. That is why there are a number of poskim, Lamaisa, that possibly like that, no to be Yehuda. No to be Yehuda suggests that that's all the Ramah meant. Because the whole thing is a minog, to be machmer like that sheet of Rashi, but who says that minog applies there of Pesach? The minog applies on Pesach. So he says what the Ramah means are minog that yamat ashira, the Rosh Bezer says you have to add in. And therefore, nobody has matcha ashira lying around, so that's why you have to eat basar. But not that you're not allowed to use matcha ashira, but it's that you wouldn't, but not that you couldn't. That's how the Rosh Bezer Yehuda understands the Ramah. Most of Klal Yisrael, I think, take the Ramah kipshuto, that the minog is not only on Pesach, but on Erev Pesach, and therefore they find out. But again, there are some hotels. You know, some hotels do this. Because, you know what, some hotels, it could be, it's impossible otherwise. What are you going to do? Like this year, I know somebody went to a hotel, they said, what am I supposed to do? The hotel, the Seder was Monday night, the hotel was already Pesach Dik on Shabbos, and they had, they served Matzah Shira. So that's already Shabbos. That's before. But what about the minhag of not eating matzah 30 days before, 2 weeks before, but even Erev Pesach? So again, in that type of circumstance, it might just be impossible to allow people to have chametz. So you gotta be more worried about the ikar adin of having chametz on Pesach than the minhag of that having matzah shira Erev Pesach. So sometimes you gotta ask the poskim. You gotta weigh the different issues. Anyway, that's all about Erev Pesach and May Peyers and Machmisen. There's more, but we will stop there regarding that. Weiter. So we have Rabbi Yossi Haglili required the source to tell me that there was an isser of Nisachim. Next, Lechem Apanim. Rabbi Kiva was the one that said that Lechem Apanim also has the isser. Says the Gemara now, Lechem Apanim midas yavishi. Lechem Apanim has no oil in it. So the flour is measured purely in the measuring kalim that were used for dry. And the Shemano Rabbi Kiva, didn't Rabbi Kiva hold to Amar midas yavish lonis kancha? Anything put into a dry kli does not get sanctified yet. So therefore, what's the whole issue of the Isra of Chimas? Isra of Chimas for sure only applies after the flour becomes sanctified. So here, how could there be an Isra? Once you bake it, it's already baked. It's already, you want to say the tanur is makadishit, but that's already baked, and therefore you're not being mechametz anymore. And earlier, it's not kadosh. So when's the Isra? How can Rabbi Akiva say that is an isser to be machmitz the lechem upon him? So the Gemara says, switch the sheetus. Sholach, Ravin, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Kachi Yatzah Shalom Mishnah Ve'efuch, Asher Takriva L'Rabbos Lechem Apanim Lechim, Mitzir Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Kiva L'Rabbos Minchas Lechem Lechim, it's fine. Rabbi Yosef Aglili would say that even the dry ones are Niskadish. So therefore, it's not a problem. It was only a problem with Rabbi Akiva. The Yad Rabbi Yochanan L'Taimei, Rabbi Yochanan also goes according to his reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan, who just suggested that according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, even the dry measures are Niskadish, that's Lishitaso, because Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili ve'echad mitamidei Rabbi Yishmael, amru davar echad, umanu Rabbi Yoshia. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yoshia said the same thing. What did he just say in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? He said, after switching the Shitas, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds even the dry measures sanctify what's in it. So we're about to see, Rabbi Yoshia also says that. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Vayim Shachem Vayikadesh Osam, he anointed them and he sanctified them. What does that mean? Rabbi Yoshia Amar, Midas Halachanim Shachem, we know, Kohanim were anointed and all the Kalim were anointed. So what about the Kalim? Midas Halachanim Shachem, Bifnim Bemi Bachutz. Rabbi Yoshia says, the measuring kalim for moist, for liquids, you anoint the inside and the outside. Why also the outside? Because sometimes things could overflow, and because it's liquid, it could go over the rim. So that's why you have to anoint the outside also. Midas yavesh nimshchumi b'fnim nimshchumi b'chutz. The midas yavesh only were nimshach inside. But what do you see already? We already have the raya, because Rabbi Yoshia says that the dry ones were nimshach. Rabbi Yonah son Omer, midas halach nimshchumi b'fnim v'ein nimshchumi b'chutz. Rabbi Yonah says no, only the inside, even on the liquid. Midas yavesh lo nimshchul kalikar. Midas yavesh were not nimshach at all. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yonah son, they're not Makadesh what's in them. If they weren't Niskadesh themselves, they can't sanctify what's put in them. Tedelcha, and then Rabbi Yonasan even proves, Shahare Ein Makachos. I'll prove to you that the dry ones do not sanctify what's in them. Dechsib, Imoshvo Sechem, Taviu Lechem Tenufa, this week's Parsha. We've had a lot of psukim for this week's Parsha. Shtayim, Shtei Esronim, Solas Tiena Chameitz, Teafena Bikurim Lashem, right? This is talking about, I think, the Shtei Halechem, right? The Karban Omer. What is this by? Right, I think it's the Karban HaOmer. Shtei HaLechem, Shtei HaLechem. It's at the end. It's in the paragraph Shvartel HaLechem. Right. By the Shtei HaLechem. Right. Chamitz Tiafena. Thank you very much. Chamitz Tiafena, that's the Shtei HaLechem. And we darsh it. It says Teafena and then Lashem. Ema Tehem Lashem La'akar Shenefu. it becomes Lashem, becomes sanctified only after it's baked in the oven. So that's Rabbi Yonah's son's drasha, that the midos yavesh are not sanctified. So that's the raya. But like him, if you what, by the way, is the root machlokas between Rabbi Yonah's and Rabbi Yoshia? Be osam. About the word osam. What do you dash on the word osam? About. Rabbi Yoshia savar osam lim'ute midas yavesh bachutz. Rabbi Yoshia says it only is excluding the outside of the midas yavesh. Rabbi Yonah and savar midas yavesh cholu v'lo yisrach ha'lamute. Midas yavesh, they don't sanctify at all. You don't need a pasuk to exclude them. Ki yisrach ha'lamute midas lachmi bachutz. Period. So what do we bring this whole braisa for? To prove to me that this fits very nicely into Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that both Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Yoshia hold that Midas Yavesh do not have sanctity themselves, and therefore they don't sanctify what's in them. Says the Gemara one more line, Leimanami Rabbi Akiva Vechon Mitalmidi Rabbi Yishmael Amru Davar Echad. Why did Rabbi Yochanan line up the other two shitas also? Uman Rabbi Yonasan. Why do you only line up, right, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Reb Yoshia? Why didn't he also line up Reb Yekiv and Reb Yonasan? So the Gemara said, no, because they're not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same. Reb Akiva says that the Midas Lach, even the outside, is also Nimshach. So it's not exactly the same as Reb Yonasan. So he didn't want to say they say the same thing, because even though they both say Midas Yavish are not sanctified, but they argue about what the halacha is with Midas Lach. Period. Next section. Two more minutes. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya, Rav Papa says Abaya, back to the original assumption. What do we say, at least according to one of the shitas, that the iser of being machmitz, the lechem hapanim, this would be machmitz applies even to the lechem hapanim. And the other, the shita says, no, you don't need a source for that because it's all dry, so it was never niskadesh. So the Gemara says, one second, v'ha'ika bisa delachu. Don't you put the flour, or couldn't you put the flour of the lechem hapanim into the bisa, a type of kli, which is used for liquids also? So it would become niskadesh in the bisa. So Gemara says, Amalei kagon shalosh al gabi katavlaya. But you didn't have to put it into the bisa. You could have just put it on a tray that is used just for drying, and therefore it didn't have to become sanctified. That was the problem before. So ihachi, is that really true? Are you allowed to use a non-holy kli if you have a choice that you could have used a holy kli? Is that really true? So then why would Rabbi Yonasan try to bring a proof from the psukim that they weren't holy? Why can't he could have answered, well, you have a choice. So he did it in the Isar and the Chol. Why didn't he answer that? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hachi hashta. Bishlama bisa lo katsa rachmana delevet bisa lo meilash bay. The Torah doesn't say you have to do the lechem hapanim in the bisa. So that's why you have the choice not to. But ki losh lo al gabi katavaya les lomba. If you put it on the dry tray, it's okay. Ela isaron, but in the other context where it says isaron, kiva damar achmana avid isaron. V'kayo be v'shavik isaron to kodesh, v'kayo be isaron to chol. If the Torah alludes to the fact that you have to do it in a kadosh kli, you don't have a choice to do it in a non-kadosh kli. So you're right, the lechem hapanim, you have a choice. But that's because the Torah doesn't specify anything at all. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start again with the Tana Rabbanan. We get into a little more of being maktir, items of the Omer that are the items of Karam Minchas that are not supposed to be huktar. And we continue with the Isurim related to the Isur of being machmitz a chametz. Tomorrow we get into the Lav Dechasima a little bit. Isurim, Bez Hashem, that'll be in the continuation. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be up. Bez Hashem, Parsha's Emor from last night. And everybody should have a good day. And a good Chodesh. We're in Chodesh Iyar.